The Silver Pigs by Lindsay Davis. Read by Christian Rotzke. Part 1. Rome, summer to autumn, AD 70. Chapter 1. When a girl came rushing up the steps, I decided she was wearing far too many clothes. It was late summer. Rome frizzled like a pancake on a griddle plate. People unlaced their shoes, but had to keep them on. Not even an elephant could cross the streets unshod. People flopped on stools in shadowed doorways, bare knees apart, naked to the waist. And in the back streets of the Aventine sector where I lived, that was just the women. I was standing in the Forum. She was running. She looked overdressed and dangerously hot, but sunstroke or suffocation had not yet finished her off. She was shining and sticky as a glazed pastry plat, and when she hurtled up the steps of the Temple of Saturn straight towards me, I made no attempt to move aside. She missed me, just. Some men are born lucky. Others are called Didius Falco. Close at hand, I still thought she'd be better off without so many tunics. Oh, now don't misunderstand me. I like men women in a few wisps of drapery. Then I can hope for a chance to remove the wisps. If they start out with nothing, I tend to get depressed because either they've just stripped off for someone else or, in my line of work, they're usually dead. This one was vibrantly alive. Perhaps in a fine mansion with marble veneers, fountains, garden courtyards deep in shade, a leisured young lady might keep cool, even swaddled in embroidered finery with jet and amber bangles from her elbow to her wrist. If she ran out in a hurry, she would instantly regret it. The heat haze would melt her.